This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Dunn Show.
And this is Stitch from the Hangar Dog.
And you're listening to part one of our December 17th, 2009 Jimmy Dunn Show.
Right on.
Dunn. James Dunn.
Where is 006.9 now?
He's on a mission, sir.
Do you expect me to talk?
An excellent plan, Mr. Dunn. Look out, James.
Let me try and enlarge your vocabulary.
Oh, hey, my drink.
The biggest counterfeiter of actual money is the United States government.
Choose your next witticism carefully.
I want to be covered in drugs.
One day we must invent a faster working venom.
Yeah.
They cannot counterfeit gold.
The only gold I know about is the kind you wear.
Every law is backed by bullets.
Bullets do not kill. It is the finger that pulls the trigger.
Exactly.
Doom, I like that.
James!
Yeah.
We're back.
We're back for, and it's only been, what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
This is like a record for us.
It's shocking.
And we have a special guest.
I wonder who that would be.
Yeah, I wonder. Once again. Yes. Welly.
Yeah.
Where's the chicken?
Oh, I got a chicken, too.
You have to put the chicken. The Hangar Dogs have decided to take a hiatus or something. All right, yeah, that's good. That's good. We got the chicken in here,
yep,
by God.
Yep.
Well, thank God somebody has the chicken.
Yeah. So you guys are going to reset the studio up again, or what?
I think the studio's still set up. I just haven't seen. Gene threatened to do a show, but.
Well, now you're coming out here. We got 4 months to get prepared for you.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Yeah, so we actually conscripted a small army of people to try and clean this place up a little bit.
Very nice.
Yeah, you're coming out for the Sun and Fun fly-in, and we just want to make sure you didn't break a leg tripping all over these cords over here.
Yeah, we're gonna.
It's not as swanky as you guys' studio.
No, it's not. This is it's a storage unit actually. That's well, you'll get to. We'll probably ought to send him a few photos or something.
Unlocated storage unit.
Yeah, that's right. It's great. Anyway, with the. A couple of things that we got a lot to talk about. Counselor Curtis is sick, so
he's sick.
No legal stuff today.
No.
And
we can make some up.
Yeah, no,
well,
we can.
That's true.
And he can listen to it later. A couple of quick notes before we get into some of the stuff that's happening is the Supreme Court of the United States tapped into our website.
They did.
And it's unbelievable. I mean, because we had our special Supreme Court. It's been years. It's been, what, 2 or 3 years since we had our
Supreme Court show.
We had a very special Supreme Court show.
Really good one, if you haven't listened to it.
Yeah,
yet.
It was really good. It was where Counselor Curtis and Jimmy and some other people talked about some of the horrible decisions that came up and that have actually changed the way Congress and other people work and have made things, made the government much more powerful than it would have been. And interestingly enough, when I was going through the website thing, there it said the United States Supreme Court, they have their own, I guess they have their own server or something.
Yeah, because it said, like, Supreme Court of the United States, and then there was, like, no other information.
Yeah, no other information. But they did go to the archives.
Yes.
We can tell.
Well, we talked about the Supreme Court show, so I relinked it on the homepage, and that brings you to the archives. So, again, even if it was a clerk or somebody, hopefully it was all the justices all sitting around there listening to
right.
it. You know, smoking
some weed
or something.
Now, I have ordered up. A bunch of these $10 MP3 players that are
excellent.
Like 1 gig, and they're real easy to use. And so we're gonna take the Supreme Court show, right, and then just go ahead and send that up there.
That's
a Christmas present, right.
If you listen to that this show, then you can have this MP3 player.
That's awful damn thoughtful of you.
It's what we do.
Yeah,
it's well, not only that. What happened was two things. One, I noticed that the number of hits on the website have dropped off precipitously, and I guess that's because we've been doing too many shows.
Right.
So we're going to have to quit that.
The thing is that people are wondering if their iPod is hooked up right because they're not getting the feed, so they have to come to the Jimmy Dunn Show and see the website and see if we're actually
doing
shows. That's what it is.
Okay. Well,
yeah. All the masses are happy right now, so they're
all
not
right,
coming.
Whatever makes you sleep better at night, Eric.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is we got a donation.
Oh, my God. That's
no,
right.
Nicholas from the far north actually sent us money. Now, we haven't heard from – I did send –
It wouldn't be St. Nicholas, would it?
No, well, yeah, I asked him, and he said St. Nicholas, of course, wouldn't be listening because he gives things away, and he's imaginary, And I, you know, to send us
and
20.
And this guy says he's no saint.
Yeah, he's no saint, number one. And, you know, obviously, Santa Claus is a bit of a commie because he
wears red.
Wears red and gives things to people that don't deserve it. Right. Although you have to be, like, nice, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah.
Kind of like the government in a way. But the. And he said he thought he might be from the furthest north. I think he's up right near the Arctic Circle or above it or something. I don't know what he does. But we did get several.
Maybe he needs some company when it gets hot down here in Florida. I'll come visit you, Nick.
Yeah. So anyway, the other thing, but he...
Oh, you mean like you visit us?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that, Nick.
Yeah. Jimmy has actually visited.
Visited.
Oh, Jimmy, yeah. No, Jimmy's... He's brought it.
Yeah, that's right. But I did notice we had a couple of hits from a place called Kiruna I Sverige.
Yeah.
And that is way up northern Sweden. So Nicholas may not be the furthest. I'd have to, you know, do a little...
We could do a competition.
Competition, yeah, to see who can donate the most from the northest.
Right.
And start at the equator and work our way up.
Right.
So we do have the donation spot on the website. So don't feel left out, because it was a massive amount of money that Nick sent us.
It was. It was unbelievable.
And so we...
Worried about getting a new car. And
well, not anymore. No. Well, we had to put this in the Caribbean non-extraditable country resort fund.
Right.
So that was...
And also, for everybody who's buying Christmas gifts, I did put the big Amazon link on the
website. Yeah, and we have some people that are going to that. So we actually might get a little... We get a minuscule microscopic percentage, but... If you order that big screen TV or several of them, we get some money on that. So,
One for each bathroom wall.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, some of the big news just came out today, and this is one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you, Stitch, was about the hacking of the Predators. I did notice that the feds are thinking about using the Predators to spy on smugglers and stuff coming into the United States. They've allocated, I don't know, big money for that. And they're supposed to start. They claim that there won't be any weapons on board, but they're going to check for people smuggling in drugs and illegals from the south, I guess. But of course, if you can hack into these things, what was it now?
They're doing the video feeds right now. Apparently, it's a $26 software. Which I'm
open
sure
open source.
Yeah, I'm sure. Right, I'm sure now it's already on uTorrent. You can probably get it from DIY drones or someplace. I don't know.
DIY drones.
There is a DIYdrones.com site that's pretty cool. It tells you how to make your own drone.
Cool.
Yeah, I've checked it out. It's pretty extensive. There's some nice chat rooms. You been to that one, Stitch?
Oh no.
Oh.
Why don't you put a link to it?
I would, but I don't want anybody to give him any hell from doing that server, because it's a great site. So.
Well, I'll tell you, Stitch jumped in there in the Jack Rhodes thing.
He's covering for everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. Covering for everybody right now. Wait till you get my legal advice.
Whoa.
They're hacking the video, and the video is not encrypted. And I saw somebody on CNN today, and they said that they wanted to use some second party or third party or something software, and they were having some kind of dispute with the contracts. And they said, "Well, do you want these drones deployed, or do you want us to try to perfect the video encryption?"
Little intellectual property dispute,
something like that. And I'm going, what's still is shocking to me is that the government.
They have
certainly
a $500 billion budget, and they can't hire a hacker,
an unhacker, right? Some white hat people to work for them,
or
a black hat or whatever. I don't know, but
Al Qaeda is watching these drones watch them.
They're probably mooning the drones and then watching. Hey, look, Ahmed, that is your ass. I see your ass.
I've seen it before, much closer, of course.
I mean, what are we doing over there?
Yeah. Are they going to be able to hack the weapons programs? And
No, they can't. They can't do that anymore.
How do you know? Anymore? Yeah. Hello?
What's the more part?
Well, it's not. Yeah, it's not a new problem. It's one of those things when you start developing a weapon system and they start cutting your money, or some kind of system. Inevitably somebody's cutting your money. So, if you have a lot of money, you can put it all in there and everything's groovy. And then they start cutting your budget and you have to start figuring out, how the heck can we do this? Now, of course, all the telemetry and all that other stuff is encrypted. So you can't, you know, you can't like take over the drone and drive it around yourself.
But the video,
I'm sure you got some smart guys who could probably, you know, hack that, but.
Well, that's what we were saying. Like the guy who wrote the $26 software. What were you saying, Jimmy? That you
I'd say let's send him $26,000 to you know do the unencryptor or whatever.
Well, right. it's not a function of that they can't do it. It was more a function of how much money they had to put into the program. So yeah. One of the things they felt was you know most of these guys are going to operate from it was a vulnerability, but you know really all they could see was the video feed.
Yeah.
So.
Still, that's
yeah. They had to cut some money someplace, and really, when you start encrypting, now keep in mind that this is not all the drones. Not all the drones have unencrypted video.
Okay.
So you know, there's plenty of them up there that are and have been. So we're talking about the older ones,
right?
And trying to retrofit older ones costs. You know, it's a government. You know, it's Uncle Sugar.
Yeah,
it's going to cost a lot of money anyway.
$600 toilet seat
to change it all out. So, but they you know they put some fixes in. Mm. They've known about the vulnerability because they accepted it when they you know because they said well this is we'll just have to eat it and they've known that people have been hacking into it for a while and they've been working on fixing it and it's actually fixed.
I would think though that you could use this to your advantage if you send over two of them, right? You send over one that's unencrypted,
yep.
And then you know when they start doing whatever it is that they do, you use the other one to wipe them out.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, and the other downside is of course that these guys can see what the UAV sees in theory, and kind of figure out where the UAV is.
I don't know, it looks pretty deserty over there to me from every angle.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to understand, you got to figure also that they haven't probably seen it from that perspective very often.
No.
So, I mean, you as you well know.
There's not a huge private pilots club over there?
No, probably not. No. And I'm guessing.
Not so much.
I mean, you know,
they get camels to fly, you know, then.
I have flown literally over Gainesville, you know, at 1,000 feet and not known where I was. I mean, you know, having lived here for, you look down and you think, well, wait a minute, exactly where I, this is before GPSs and everything. I mean, dropping through the clouds to try and figure out, am I over the Oaks Mall or am I over the other mall or whatever
it
is.
Well, then you quit drinking at some point.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah.
That's true. But I mean, I remember dropping through a thunderstorm one time and trying to, you know, as you're spotting this stuff and you think I've driven these roads so many times, but it's, but when you're looking at
the cars are all different.
Well, that's right. So, yeah, I didn't see my car down there, so yeah. I couldn't be there.
Yeah. So. Well, this is kind of one of those things where, you know, the news, the media got a hold of this information, and it's been, you know, it's well-known and documented for some time.
Are you saying that the media might put out something that would be kind of a scarish tactic or something like that? I mean...
Well, not that. It's just they figure they got... you know, they got the jump on it or something, but
yeah.
That's in most cases that's not really the case.
Well, of course, that's what they've been saying to switch themes here. That's what they've been saying about the global warming thing. You know that those 31,000 whatever it was emails or whatever were just that was old news. Everybody knew about that and that they you're out of context and that all the science was still perfectly valid and we're all going to die. So,
yeah, they're going to cling to that one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've really got that.
Well, that's the Copenhagen talks are going on right now.
I think they ended today, maybe, or something.
No? I don't know. I know. I think.
Is Presbo going over there?
I think Presbo is supposed to show up today.
Okay.
But,
oh, bummer.
Oh, bummer, yeah.
Oh, bummer.
But apparently Al Gore got it wrong when he was giving his talk and got a little chastised over there. But for his, the specter of Climategate emails hanging ominously over the Copenhagen climate change summit, the former vice president told a crowd there on Monday that one scientist had predicted the polar ice cap would have no summer ice in 5 to 7 years.
Right, and we talked about that on the Hangar Dogs. I was elated that he made that prediction.
Really?
because that's close enough. I mean, you know, we're dealing with this, you know, this in theory, this global warming issue that's going to take a while to really...
Yeah, no.
But, you know, once it gets rolling, it's going to steamroll, and we won't know what to do. That's you know, the whole fear mongering
right
tactic. And I was, you know, when Gore said that, he said that some time ago. You know, he said the ice cap's going to be gone in 5 years. And I said, this is great, because in 5 years we can take a look at the ice cap and see if Gore was correct or not. So,
of course, again, that's when they'll, you know, as you well know, no shame, no conscience, no nothing. They have an explanation for it. Never, you know, never admit defeat.
Well, they're pathological liars to themselves, and, you know, they can't even tell their family the truth.
Yeah, no, yeah. Or themselves, mostly.
Or themselves, right.
Yeah, well, that's called rationalization. No, it reminds me of that Dean Martin movie. I think it was a Dean Martin movie where they were telling him how to handle infidelity, and they said, well, just always deny. And they show a picture of the wife walking in with the girlfriend and the guy in bed,
right?
And she's saying, what are you doing? And he says, what are you talking about? You know, and he's getting dressed and the girl's getting dressed, and
right,
you know, then she walks out, and you know, he's still getting, and she's screaming, the wife is screaming about his infidelity. He says, what? I don't know what you're talking about. You know, what infidelity are you talking about? You know,
right.
So
did it work?
Again, it was a comedy, so, or a documentary, so I assume it did
work.
So I'm assuming that it did work. Yeah, I mean, it's a Dean Martin documentary, so
right.
I'm assuming that's
a Dean Martin documentary.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
So, I guess Gore had quoted, is a fellow I know, Professor Maslowski.
Yeah.
At the Naval Postgraduate School, and I guess Maslowski came out and said, I never said that.
Yeah, that's what.
They had, Dr. Wieslaw Maslowski.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, you know, wouldn't want to get married to that guy.
Yeah, yeah. And so, if your name was Karen Smith.
He misquoted him. You know, of course, as with everything that the entire global warming tribe has been doing, is they steer the statistics and they steer the discussion and all your all the variables and all the everything you can plug into a model. And you make it all worst case, and of course you're going to end up with a worst case result out of your model.
And they did some research and found out that over the years that some of these temperature sensing places had, you know, where they were out in the woods, are now next to a jet exhaust or something. Or
yeah, oh yeah, no, they're up on a roof on, you know, some building in the middle of an urban area. And,
yeah. And suddenly there's airport exhaust fumes, or there's,
right, or next to the air conditioning
right,
the chiller,
right floor. Exactly, right.
Or they painted the roof from white to black.
Yeah, I mean, they went through like a half a dozen or a dozen of these places that where they originally were had like totally changed, but they didn't make any change in their model. So yeah, and that leads one to kind of be suspect. Well, of course, the thing I looked at was, and I'm with you, Stitch, on this, and that is this tipping point business. There's at least a couple of them that said the tipping point was before now. That is like last year or something.
Uh-huh.
And, but I like the ones where they say that the seas will rise 2 feet by, you know, next year or 2012 or 2014, because I'll be around to watch that.
Right.
And,
2012, that's,
you know, well, of course, it'll all be all over anyway, right. 12. So that's the other thing, is assuming that the Mayans made some slight miscalculation.
Right.
I don't think they miscalculated. I still think they just gave up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they might have been on the Gregorian calendar. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's one of those things that they might have been.
They were pre-Gregorian.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, they forgot to take into account daylight saving time or something. I don't know.
Daylight.
so what do you expect?
The world always throws me off.
Yeah,
like,
I'm telling you. You know, it was they were sitting down there saying it loud. Is it fall forward, spring back or you know?
Wow.
And so that adds up.
Yeah.
That little error adds up after 2,000 years. So when you diverge there at the beginning, you know, it's the butterfly effect.
Right,
you know, it's kind of a little thing there. And so I understand.
Little tiny.
It's like compound interest, you know.
Right,
point,
right.
A penny saved in Roman times would be, you know, more than all the money in the world, kind of
right.
thing, at 1%. So that's what we're talking about here. It's obvious.
Well, I had to make one note. Did you see the protesters at the climate convention?
I saw what appeared to be aliens or something. I mean, I thought hippies were bad, but they made hippies look like, you know, prep school
Jeeves,
people.
You know.
Yeah,
I
exactly. mean, you know, tuxedo bound.
Right.
Who is that mob?
I mean, they look like freaking Son of Sam followers or something.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
But I will say they had some nice signs.
Yes. Oh, well, they're hippies.
I mean, they're saying these
print shops and they make T-shirts for a living.
Okay, well, I was going to say,
silk screening is their PhD in silk screening.
Okay, because I had figured that they
you
might
can get
be,
a doctorate in silk screening.
I'm apparently looking at these signs. You can.
Yeah. Wow. I thought maybe you know that they would have had some orangutan paint up the signs or something. But no, I mean these were like
I'd be cruel to orangutans.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, and orangutans would refuse to do it anyway.
Right.
You know, they look at that. Say I'm not for this,
right?
Because they like the global warming. Okay, but I'm saying that in a lot of these protests, you see something that some guy's got a magic marker on, but not these. These are like, really good. So
well, yeah,
but they don't spend the money on their clothing or anything or their hair or soap.
They spend it on weed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's good.
Spend it on weed.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, the price.
They were irate. I mean, they were. I don't know if you get a chance to look at it. Probably something cool on YouTube.
Well, somebody did say that the I read where I don't know if it was Stossel or somebody was talking about the carbon footprint that was involved. You know, they're parked. Would we talk about this before? The limos are parked,
right.
In the over in Sweden, there's so many limos
right.
that they have to park and they come across that new bridge. And, these people are and the food, foie gras and, foie tree and frossy.
Foie tree.
apparently they had a lot of foie there.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, don't do as I say.
Yeah, no, and a lot of that. I mean, that is stunning to me to see how much of that.
It doesn't stun me.
Well, yeah. It is. You notice the word hypocrisy obviously does not occur in their vocabulary.
No, it drips. It drips from their sheer existence.
Yeah, yeah exactly. It's just clothed in it. That's great. Okay. Okay. Well, so that's
it's whatever. Like we talked about before, it's not going to.
But I'm
make any difference because
no.
It's
well
it,
here in,
the Earth is bigger than all of us put together and
I say the worst that could happen is it wipes out the human race. Big
right,
deal. We'll
right.
be back. I mean somebody
yeah.
will be back in 400
right.
in 400 million years. All the oil will be back.
Mm-hmm.
All the coal will be back.
We have Jimmy Squeezins.
That's the Jimmy Squeezins. So we don't have. It's not a problem. I mean I'll be distributed molecular into every living thing by that time. So
right.
it's
and you'll be one with the entire. Universe.
That's right.
Especially after the next, when is it, eight, when is the big blow up over here? Our sun's supposed to put me back into constituents?
Well, I'll be 4.5 billion, I think, is
yeah.
the sun blowing up.
So,
wow.
but a lousy 400 million from now, if we assuming we're not here,
right.
all the oil and gas and everything will be back in the earth,
right.
assuming that it's dinosaurs
right.
and trees and whatever the hell,
right.
palm trees and all that kind of stuff. So then it'll start all over, big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got 4 or 5 more cycles to go easy.
Yep.
So,
oh, yeah.
And we don't even have to start with the single cell animals. I mean, they can start right with the multi cells.
Yep.
If we're not here, so that's good. So that's nothing, no problem.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll just briefly point out the thing that I don't like is the claim of this anthropogenic cause for global warming. That's what everybody's hanging their hats on. It's it's man that's creating the global warming.
Well,
there is global warming. There is global cooling. But, you're right. We're tiny little insects out here.
Well, they
can't even see us from outer space.
You can't even hardly see us. You can't even see us from 10,000 feet.
Right.
I mean, you just get in your private
or
plane.
Or 1,000 feet if you're over Gainesville.
Right. Apparently
right.
so.
Yeah, that's right.
30 feet in a thunderstorm.
Yeah. No, I did, a friend of mine, a classmate of mine actually, did write a thing about the anthropogenic, whatever the hell it is. And he said that this actually has been going back for 5,000 years.
Right.
That started with the original agriculture clearing of the land.
Yeah.
And so forth. So
we've already had a mini ice age and some other stuff. And I mean, nobody takes into account technology we could have nanobots that clean whatever we want or cause wreaking havoc.
The market would figure this out.
It's going to figure it out.
The market would
existing is going to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, just sheer existence will figure it out. I mean,
and I'll tell you, there's a bunch of the tree huggers who would be just ecstatic to see about 4 billion of us perish.
Oh,
yeah.
Heck yeah. No,
oh, yeah.
I mean, if humans were wiped off the face of the earth, they'd be happy.
Yeah, they'd be happy as clam. Not
right.
them, of course, but I mean...
Right.
No, they'd be there to take care of nature.
That's right.
Well, or to observe it.
Yeah.
Or something.
These people tread with very soft feet through the forest and don't leave any poop. So that's...
Well, see, there's your problem.
There's your problem, right. That's right. So that's good. Okay, anything? I'm ready to move on to.
So you're saying that Gore made a buffoon of himself again?
Well, he wasn't the only one. I don't know what the guy's name was, but I think it was at the UN. As a matter of fact, it was. It was at the UN. This one of these well-known, not a muckraker, but a antagonistic type reporter stood up to ask. It was a question and answer period. It was on C-SPAN or something. And the UN guards came by and ripped his microphone out because the guy asked the question, said, you know, what about the stuff that's happening over there in Copenhagen? It appears that he goes through the litany of what might have happened. And the guy on the panel got very irate and said, look, that's all, you know, you don't have a clue what you're talking about and so forth. And I'm not going to answer that question. He stood up to leave. And then he tried to do this follow-up question. And that's when the UN guards came over and escorted him thenceforth. And,
troublemaker.
Yeah, no, really. I mean, that was the thing. I mean, they asked him, you know, they asked him the questions like it was real police state stuff. Where are your credentials, which he was wearing around his neck? And, you know, I'm a reporter and I'm just asking a question. And boy, you'd have thought he was there with a, you know, loaded gun ready to plug somebody.
Mm.
So, but, you know, it's. I guess the UN is not United States territory, so they can do whatever they want. You know, it's like a separate country.
Let's take a lightning quick break and come right back.
Okay.
Lightning quick?
Lightning quick.
That was lightning quick.
We'll be right back on the Jimmy Dunn Show. And we're back.
And
woo!
We're back. Well, the other thing I do, I wanted to write a review on this. I finished finally The Road to Serfdom, and that's really, I mean, for the second or third time, that's really good. And
R-O-A-D to S-E-R-F-D-O-M.
Yeah, S-E-R-F, right. We had a little problem there.
R-O-D-E to S-U-R-F.
Yeah, don't do that.
Hawaii.
Let's see.
You can always put a link to it.
No, we do.
We did.
In fact, we had somebody that went and ordered.
Bought it.
Yeah, bought a half a dozen books or something. And I sent.
Counselor Bart,
I sent him a copy of The Law by Bastiat's, but. Parkinson's. So I have extra copies here.
No relation to Parkinson's disease.
No. So anyway, the other big news, of course, that's happening as we speak has to do with the health care plan here locally. And there's apparently... locally in the United States and locally in this portion of the universe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, locally.
Yeah, very locally. Right.
Eric, remember, you guys are intergalactic.
Right. Well, we are. Yeah, we are. And, well, you did find, they found, I think, one planet out there that they think is sort of semi-Earth-like. And they found another one that's six times the size that might support life. And
yeah, there's tons of them.
And they said
there.
It's right in our neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, 4 or 5 light years away, so.
Oh, well, they're
but
so,
apparently it was destroyed by global warming.
Might have been, but again, yeah. that is, so when I say locally, I mean really locally, like the United States. So that's,
right.
I'm talking about our very small place here.
Right.
The healthcare thing is, they're trying to get everybody on board, and it's really amazing the contortions. It's like my electoral district here that is like a plate of spaghetti. It's so messed up.
Well, now there, I was watching something today on the one of the Alphabet channels. What was it? They were talking about that there was a forced reading of the health care bill.
Stalled
it.
What happened was, apparently, and I didn't get the whole thing, they were going to read this amendment that Bernie Sanders, our socialist, avowed socialist, he's a...
No relation to Colonel Sanders.
No. Mm-hmm. Although, no. He's from Vermont, and he had put this amendment in...
There he is. Mentioned the colonel. I knew the chicken would come out.
You knew the chicken would come out. That's right. So anyway, that's what they showed when Colonel Sanders died. They that at St. Peter's Gate, they had it guarded by chickens. And he goes, uh-oh, this does not look good. So anyway, the Bernie Sanders. And it was like a 700-page amendment for total socialist health care. So they said, what we're going to do is we're going to read it. And they got to about a page 150. They were reading it, and Bernie flew in the towel and said, okay, I withdraw my amendment. But I think they're going to try and read the whole 2,000 page of the other one. They're going to they have to have some way to stop that. I don't know.
Well, there was a Republican.
Somebody said if they can find a way to get past the next 8 days.
Right.
So that they go into next year.
Right.
that there's a 50-50 shot that they won't have one.
Right.
And
that's what I heard. They said everybody's trying to get this thing passed before Christmas. So
well, the 60 of them are. 59 right, plus, right. We don't know who the 60th is yet.
Right.
And the Ben Nelson, apparently they haven't, you know, he's doing pulling a Mary Landrieu, whatever it is, thing. I guess he wants some real money.
Yeah.
And
we kind of predicted that.
Yeah, no question. So we're going to see.
Who's this guy?
Ben Nelson is the guy from Nebraska, I think, or something. And he's a holdout because I forget what it is. I forget if he's on the abortion thing or I think it's the abortion thing that he's.
Oh, he's waiting to sell his vote is what he's doing.
Yes. Okay. We don't say that. I'm not in polite company.
Right.
Of course, we're not polite company, so that's what we say here.
End of story. I was saying I must be on the wrong show.
End of story. Yeah. Just thought I'd throw that out for anybody that would catch it. So that'll be interesting. They did, of course, manage to spend, I think they managed to spend the $1.1
trillion.
Trill. Oh, and they have to, I was looking at a chart of how the United States actual debt, not the deficit, but the debt now is 11.9 trill or something officially, and they're bumping up against the current debt limit, which was set like in February. They raised it by a trill or something,
right?
And now they're already bumping up against it, and they're not going to be able to write the Social Security checks if they don't bump it up again. So they're talking about making a big jump of another trill and a half or something to 13 and some change. But they don't want to do it this year, so they're going to bump it up, I heard.
Well, they could get taxed on it, and then you're going to support it up till next year, you know.
Right, so they're going to bump it into next year, and so that, you know, they're going to slide it in. They're going to put it on one of those must-pass bills, the Defense Appropriations Bill, tack it on there. So anyway, the deal is they're trying to sneak it through Friday afternoon, somewhere between Friday afternoon and the day between Friday afternoon and Saturday morning.
The day.
And, slide it in there so it doesn't hit the news. And then but I was looking at the graph, and it's exponential. In the last couple of years, it has gone from, you know, 7 trill, and it's accelerated up.
Right.
So you know it's not going to stop. But I thought it was interesting that this huge jump that they want to do. Not the little $300 billion that'll get us through the end of the year, but the huge jump of $1.5 trillion, they said, should make it through the election of next year. Before they have to bump it again.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine? They're going to spend an extra trillion and a half.
Where are they getting this money again?
They're not printing it yet. I think China is still buying. But they've indicated that they're reaching the end of their linguine there. So
yeah,
wow,
that'll be interesting to watch. And they're
lending it to us Mongolians, huh?
Yeah, I tell you. So that'll be when the money comes out.
What's the interest on $10 trillion? You know?
Oh goodness,
it's nothing. No, the interest that we are paying is almost nothing percentage wise, but it's like $300 billion. A year. And so and they figure that if the interest rate rises, as it will sometime, that could eat up like most of the budget, just the interest.
Right.
So that'll be, and they have to borrow the money to pay the interest is what they have to do. It's called a rollover. You can't go down. I can't go down and do that.
No.
But they can. So
yeah, no, they can.
So that'll be so they're going to
kind of like a Ponzi scheme.
You think?
Only legal.
Right.
We make it legal, right? I love that.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you think about it, everything that they've touched, you did this, right? This was your thing. Social Security, broke. Medicare, broke. Yeah. Medicaid, broke. Yeah. Post office, broke. You know,
Train
station, right. Amtrak, broke. You know, I mean, and we're going to trust these guys with Medicare? I mean, we might as well just go ahead and slit our wrists now.
maybe that's what they're hoping for.
Then they want to pay me any more Social Security. Oh, I did get my notice of Social Security, and it's going down. It's going down $20 next year because my Medicare, no new taxes, right? My Medicare contribution, which I have no choice.
Your involuntary voluntary contribution.
Yeah, that's right. Has gone up to, and of course they take it right out of Social Security. So the net that I get is decreasing by about $20.
Wow.
Because of the increase in my health care, and I figured it out. At this rate, I actually may live to see where the Medicare contribution eats up all of my Social Security, and I'll get a check for zero.
Wow.
Yeah, that's. And I'm looking forward to that.
Oh yeah. I'd say top notch.
Top notch. Well, of course, that's, yeah. And, of course, gold has been tanking. I imagine that's another reason we haven't heard anything from Gene.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Yeah, it's down over 100 bucks, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm not worried. No, I'm still buying. I mean, I'm not worried about it, yes.
Well, I did get an interesting piece from a friend of mine, and it ties into all these kinds of things. And it's basically a parallel of Argentina to the United States, if you care to draw parallels to it. Back in the early 20th century, Argentina was one of the richest countries in the world. Basically, it was blessed, of course, with abundant agriculture.
Yeah, they exported a lot.
Yeah,
they were major exporters of wheat and beef.
And yeah, rich farmland, of course, navigable with rivers and whatnot. In fact, their level of industrialization was higher than many European countries. And then back in 1916, they elected a new president, Hipólito Yrigoyen, and he formed a party called the Radicals under the banner of Fundamental Change.
Ooh.
With an appeal to the middle class. And among his changes were mandatory pension insurance, mandatory health insurance, support for low-income housing construction to stimulate the economy. The state assumed economic control of a vast swath of the country's operations and began assessing new payroll taxes to fund its efforts. This is in 1916. With an increasing flow of funds into these entitlement programs, the government's payout soon became overly generous. Before long, its outlays surpassed the value of the taxpayers' contributions.
Contributions.
Witness Medicare, Social Security contribution. Yeah. Put simply, it quickly became underfunded, very much like our own Social Security and Medicare programs are currently.
Right.
And then the death knell for the Argentine economy came when they elected, of course, Juan Perón. Perón had a fascist and corporatist upbringing, and they basically aimed their populist rhetoric at the nation's rich. And this targeted group swiftly expanded to cover most of the property middle classes, who became an enemy to be defeated and humiliated.
Yep.
Blame it on the middle class.
Yeah. Well, they were rich, though.
They were marketed as being rich.
Right.
So, similar to what's going
you
on.
You have something.
That's
you're
right.
Rich.
You're rich. Right. What are you complaining about?
Yeah.
You got two sheep. You can't give me one.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, under Perón, the government, the size of the government bureaucracies exploded through massive programs of social spending, and of course by encouraging the growth of labor unions.
Yep.
And they had high taxes, economic mismanagement, and took its inevitable toll. But the populist rhetoric stood even after Perón was gone, which was the contempt for economic realities. So Argentinians, their federal government continued to spend far beyond its means, witness the trillion-dollar bump that Jimmy just referred to. Hyperinflation then exploded back in 1989, which was characterized by industrial protectionism, redistribution of income based on increased wages and growing state intervention in the economy. The Argentinian government's practice of printing money to pay off its public debt crushed the economy. Inflation hit 3,000%. Food riots, stores were looted. The country, of course, descended into chaos. And by 1994, Argentina's public pensions, the equivalent of Social Security, had imploded. The payroll tax had increased from 5 to 26%, but it wasn't enough. In addition, Argentina had implemented a value-added tax. New income-controlled privatization effort to rescue senior pensions was attempted, but in 2001, those funds had also been raided by the government. The money is replaced by Argentina's defaulted government bonds. By 2002, government fiscal irresponsibility induced a national economic crisis as severe as our Great Depression. So there you have it. Back in 1902, it was one of the richest countries in the world.
And okay, so what we're saying is that if we were one of the richest, let's see, 1902 to 2002, and if we were one of the richest countries in the world in 1946, so maybe we have till 2046 before the implosion. Good luck.
Yeah, but yeah, we have the internet. Things move faster.
Yeah, they do. No, they do. No,
there you go. Yeah. That explains it. But, you know, this is what we were talking about. Democrats, they have these populist plans that can't possibly work.
Yeah.
And because of, like we just talked about, government bankrupts everything it touches.
Yeah. No, they turn. It is. You talk about the finger of death. I mean. they are unbelievable. I mean, and as they say, the definition of insanity, you keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. And it's just stunning. And Bernanke, man of the year.
Wacky Bernanke.
God, I mean, what are you? You might as well have put, Hitler. Well, I don't know. I don't know. You might be man of the year.
All right, time to take the computer away from you.
It reminds me of that time we had Curtis.
When he was running it. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God.
What's that button do?
That was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I was mixing that one.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, so that was in Argentina.
So snapshot in history. Everything this is doing there, we're doing right now.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to change the lingo.
Yeah.
It's from Espanol to English.
Is it about the same in the equator?
Yes. Flip it over.
Flip it over.
The little magnetic thing. Well, of course, this brings up, I don't know if you've got it there, but this does bring up another South American update.
All right, let's take a quick lightning quick break again.
Lightning quick. That's better.
And we'll be right back
on the Jimmy Dunn Show.
And we're back.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah. Back for part one something three
yep.
something whatever
part
it is.
Part one.
Yeah, wait, I did mention, by the way, today is the 17th. This is 17th of December.
It is indeed.
So we got about a little over a week before Xmas, and the
Xmas
and the question.
I noticed the Xmart had the big Xmas sign out there.
Huh? The yeah, X O did it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're celebrating Xmas at our local Xmart.
That's we ought to go down there and maybe buy something.
Already did.
Oh, okay, that's why you would know.
That's why I would know.
Well, smack my face and call me Jimmy. Okay.
I bought some to smack some his face with.
Why, what am I thinking? So anyway, you got the Hugo update there? Is any place and we can? This is a Venezuela thing.
Oh, Hugo?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
Hugo.
You know what we are missing is Hindus in the news.
Yeah, that's maybe Stitch has got something for later.
Yeah.
Some of our Hugo. Listeners may or may not know about Hindus in the news.
That's great. Put me on the spot.
I love it. Anyway, Venezuela takes greater control of banks. This is from December 7th. An appropriate day, I guess, Pearl Harbor Day. Hugo banking update. Now that his supporters are being... what I love about this is he's arresting the people that got him that are her supporters. the government of President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, facing a crisis at several banks acquired by his supporters, moved over the weekend to assert greater financial control by detaining one of the country's most powerful financiers and forcing the resignation of the banker's brother, who is a minister and a top Chavez aide. So what I love this at the end here, it says all the bankers that were arrested are believed to be under questioning by the DISIP, Venezuela's intelligence secret police. I mean, Stasi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, I'm guessing that he finally got a hold of a Spanish translation of The Prince by Machiavelli, which says when you get into power, you wipe out everybody that got you there.
Right.
It's one of the major things that you do. And now he has his own Stasi.
Mm.
I mean, that is...
You look suspicious.
Yeah, well, no, it's you look suspicious, man.
How would you say papers, please, Espanol?
Yeah, Espanol, yes. Paperos, señor. You know, what is it? What's please? I forget.
Sergeant, we don't need no stinking budget.
That is the best. That is the best. So anyway, we got Hugo is again. You only have to learn the lessons of history, and he ain't about to do it. Okay, moving on.
No, he's going to create history.
That's for sure. It'll be interesting to watch. It's interesting to watch this one here, of course. Let's see
it's a race.
Yeah, it's a race. Exactly.
Who can win?
Which country can destroy itself? Can implode the fastest? Mm-hmm. Global warming here. Stubborn storm leaves behind a shivering nation. Well, that's okay. What I love, of course, is even if global warming is real,
right,
as we just talked about, even if it's absolutely real, even if we're all doing, you trust the government to fix it, right?
Well, that's what that was on the Medicare thing. He goes, you know, we really just don't want to rush this and try to put something through before Christmas. We really want to make sure that we do it right.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, blowing orange juice all over the couch there.
It's the intergovernmental.
Yeah, make sure that's cleaned up when I come to visit.
No, we'll do that.
Get that orange juice up there.
We're going to do that.
That stuff's sticky, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I may confuse it with something other.
Duh.
Yeah. Gino was sleeping on that couch last week.
Oh, God.
That's it, all right. Tiger Woods is going to take an indefinite leave from golf. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Was it somebody was telling me that he's now what's her name? Aaron Gobra. What's her name?
Aaron Gobra.
Gobralis.
Aaron Nobra.
Yeah, Aaron Nobra. Whatever her name is, the Norwegian chick. Okay.
Ellen or something.
Yeah, or whatever. She is now the richest golfer in the world, because
right.
You know, she took a wood and hit two balls or something. All right, what is she?
Heard that one. That's pretty good. I think it's that. What is
Tiger Woods was playing the wrong hole.
Right.
Yeah. Holes. You know, you saw the Billy D. Williams Franklin Mint Memorial Plate set.
No.
Oh, they have a. They send you one a month, you know, you subscribe. You know how they do this once a month. This is
right.
And each plate has a picture of one of the girls that he porked.
Really?
In the middle of it. So, you know, and each along with a little history of.
Is this for real?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they're going to send you three blank plates in case they come up
with. The problem with today is that's just about believable.
No, let me tell you, if you saw the ad. You would absolutely think it was real. I mean, and to be honest with you.
Where'd you see the ad?
Somebody sent it to me.
Something?
Well, no, it actually looks like a real ad.
Wow, okay. It's like just a Photoshop thing, right?
No. It's a video ad.
It
goes for like 2 minutes. It's exactly like the ad you would see on any kind of memorial thing.
Right.
And
Billy Mays here with your Tiger Woods.
Only this is Billy D. Williams.
Right, right.
Well, of course, Billy Mays now, they've got the resuscitator or whatever it is. You saw that where he's now, I'm dead, but I have a new thing here that brings you back from the dead.
Right.
And
they have technology. They'll solve all that. He'll be around forever.
Yeah.
But the one thing I did like that came out almost immediately that I think you sent me was the Tiger Woods game where he's driving the SUV with one of his mistresses and then his wife's running after him with a golf club and you got to try to avoid the obstacles before she, you know, the more obstacles you hit, the slower your car goes.
Until she
catches up with you and finally smashes your face in.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
I can link to that.
I love that. This is one thing that you got to realize that there's no government agency. This is a free enterprise at work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's somebody that actually sat down. Here's somebody with plenty of time on their hands to come up with a video game, the
right.
Tiger Woods, whatever it is, 15 Minutes of Fame, Pet Rock, whatever it is. It's just hysterical.
Oh, it's great. And then I was also watching on the PGA Tour.
Saw where who is their main, one of his main sponsors has erased him from everything. Go ahead. PGA Tour.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's
okay.
Not Verizon. It starts with a V, though. Anyway, go ahead. PGA Tour.
Definitely not Virgin Atlantic.
No.
No, it was the guy from the PGA Tour, the president of the PGA or whatever. He was on. He was actually on. The CNBC, and he was saying that they're not expecting any huge losses. They said, you know, it's bad to have Tiger not, you know, on the tour, but I mean, he's definitely our most popular player. But they were talking about he missed some shows last year and golf games or whatever, and they still made lots of money. And so, but it's just interesting how it just turns around and it's all money, you know.
Oh yeah, it's all about
people.
The money.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did. Let me tell you, when he took a couple off, and they. I saw some stories where the people were devastated. I mean, the particular tournaments, like nobody showed up, you know,
right.
Nobody watched. They were televising them on TV, and there were like eight people watching because he wasn't there,
right.
And they realized that he's the draw.
Right.
So
he's definitely the draw.
So he's going to be the draw now.
Yeah.
And
especially when he comes back as a bachelor.
That's true, because she filed for divorce. She's filing for divorce.
She has,
yeah. Apparently, that's the big new news, and you know.
Yeah, I'm just not keeping up with this kind of stuff. I don't know.
You're not a golfer, eh?
Well, I'm not a
married guy.
Terry Tiger Woods love tryst thing. You know, it's just yeah.
Well, you can't. Of course, obviously, you don't watch TV because it was on every channel. I mean, you know, it was even on the Muppet Channel or whatever. I mean,
Muppet.
They have a Muppet Channel.
I don't. They got a channel for everything. I don't even know. So anyway, that's good. The next thing I can talk about, we can leave Tiger now. Is
okay. Bye, Tiger.
Bye bye.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about bears. Bear hunting in Florida. 15 years ago, conservationists fought a hard battle with the Fish and Game Commission here in Florida to ban the hunting of the Florida black bear. Recently, I don't know, this is out of the article, parenthetically, they had to euthanize one that came up and knocked on somebody's door here, just south of here, and was begging for food. Apparently, he'd been feeding it. And you're not supposed to. And so they arrested him, of course, for bear endangerment or whatever, which he wasn't endangered after they euthanized it.
Yeah.
And now hunting advocates say they will urge the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission to reopen bear season, possibly selling bear hunting permits as revenue-generating device for the state.
Possibly selling?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the money. No, I mean, it's amazing. They would sacrifice the endangered black bear in Florida in a bear beat. To get money. It's just a funny hunt.
What did they ever do with the alligator hunting? Did they?
No, you have to buy a permit for that.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can, the problem is that there's too many of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it worked too good.
It really did. I mean, you cannot believe without human intervention how fast those things multiply and get big.
Right.
Yeah.
And have no fear. I mean, walk up on the lawn, grab your dog.
Yeah.
So anyway,
they were going to legalize hunting of those if you buy a permit and stuff.
Oh yeah, they already have.
Yeah,
there's a season on them. I mean, right, it's a big deal. So anyway, they're going to
gator tail's good.
Oh, it is good. It's good eating. Them's good eating. Yeah.
Yep. Good eating.
The problem is it's a little bony. I mean, when you come.
Well, you're supposed to take the bones out of it.
Yeah. Good luck. Have you ever tried to take a debone an alligator? It ain't easy.
Myself, no. But no. I mean, I know people that made like. Gator tail jerky and stuff.
Yeah, what are you doing, boning a gator in the first place?
Yeah.
Well, that's because I couldn't find a deer.
Talking about getting boned, man. We got boned. Gators lost to Alabama. No national champ for us this year.
Yeah, no, we took it. We got hosed. They were after Tebow. Oh, yeah. The big deal here locally, of course, was that he had, John 1:16 or whatever the hell it is under his eyes.
Right.
He always... Whenever he went, how they put the charcoal under their eyes? Well, get the sun off. Anyway, he always had a biblical verse in there.
Right.
Well, here locally, separation of church and state, ACL sign, this is the most horrible thing that ever happened.
Really?
Can you imagine him doing this and then on television, yada, 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 the whole... Oh, no, they were up in arms, that he would dare... go out and proselytize for religion on national TV on a did it every game, of course, but
yeah,
right,
but some
jackals have to have something to complain about.
Again, one of the reasons we got the problems we do is the capitalist system has created this elite leisure class that got nothing better to do than to figure out what's good for us.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right.
And I'm thinking that there's possibility that one of the reasons we haven't found life. That we haven't been, if we've been visited, it may turn out that it is natural for a species to get smart and then die off by killing itself.
Yeah.
It's like what I call the microbes in a wine bottle.
Nah, they've been here.
That's why.
Alien microbes have been here.
You mean the yeast?
Yeah, the yeast, right.
They actually, because they continue to consume the sugar and they translate that into alcohol, and the alcohol slowly kills them.
Right, and that's why you can never have wine, more than whatever, 12% or whatever the hell it is, because that's the...
That's as much as the yeast can stand. Right?
Exactly.
Unless you build a breed of super yeast.
Yes! Genetically modified.
Yeah, you just pour a little white lightning in there when it's before it's all done.
Well, they do that. Those are liqueurs and stuff. I mean, they do.
No. They actually, they've got it. There's another term for that as well. It's called...
Fortified.
Fortified, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You just add some distilled spirits.
Yeah.
You know, the yeast only did what they did, but now you just concentrate the alcohol. That's
right.
All you're doing. Yeah.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah. So you could have fortified wine.
And we do.
Yeah, we do.
And in fact, we have, you know, 151 proof brandy, rum. So we're no slouch in this device. We drink.
Oh, no.
I mean, we'd drink it right out of the radiator if we have to. Okay.
All right, we should probably pick this up on part two.
Okay.
You want to do that? Oh, I did find the Muppet track.
It's the Muppet Show!
I'll have to go mix that back in. Dun, 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 dun. All right. I love my TV tune stuff. All right, we'll be back on part two of the December 17th, 2009 Jimmy Dunn Show. Our special guest, Skitch from the Hangar Dog.
Ahoy. Making a way when you can.